What in the world is the meaning behind doing a silly task like using your non-dominant hand? I interview hundreds and hundreds of individuals every year who have the symptoms of Parkinson's and ask the question, what is it that helps you the most to be able to get sustained relief from your symptoms? An answer I frequently hear reported back to me is the following. I've discovered that what really helps is to simply slow down. Instead of trying to move as quickly as I moved when I was 10 years old, I've learned to take my movements mindfully. When I do this, I've discovered that my movements become smoother and much more graceful. Mindfulness really is the ticket to being able to come into a place of true balance and harmony. So how is the exercise of using your non-dominant hand coming along? Have you been so frustrated because it's taken so much time to brush your teeth or comb your hair or eat a meal with a non-dominant hand that you've just skipped a few days, that you've decided you don't have enough time to use that non-dominant hand? Does this point out the degree to which we become so impatient? Acknowledge whatever degree of impatience you might have experienced and honor the contribution that bringing your attention to the moment and experiencing life as it unfolds in the moment makes patience or impatience irrelevant. Living becomes what is now in the moment. And as such, each and every moment is truly magical. Living in the moment and becoming mindful means that all of the imbalances that are currently present in our body all of the sudden come back into balance. One golden lesson from this exercise is it affords the opportunity to be more compassionate. Why? As you are frustrated with being unable to do tasks that more than likely are much easier when you use your dominant hand, you reduce your experience back into the time when you were a child, when those particular tasks were much more challenging. This particular task, then, you see, teaches the golden lesson of being compassionate to yourself. How many times have you been frustrated with the fact you can't move or can't talk or can't function or can't think or can't swallow? Everyone's symptoms are different, but if you currently have a diagnosis of Parkinson's, some symptoms are truly frustrating. When a symptom rears its ugly head, what's your reaction? To get frustrated with yourself, to get angry, to get upset, to go into fear about the long-term consequences? That's interesting, because you're not having very much compassion for yourself. I have a statement to make that I think is pretty universally true of many individuals with Parkinson's. You're really good at being able to help other people and to be compassionate for the struggles of others. But when it comes to yourself, you're awfully hard on yourself. Switch that around and even it out. Be just as compassionate to yourself and to your own struggles as you are to the struggles of others. Those who are family members that are having difficulty, strangers that you see who are having difficulty, and all persons that you encounter day in and day out that you offer compassion to. Turn it around and be compassionate to yourself. Slow it all down. Come in to the magic of each and every moment. Not agonizing over what has happened to you or your family in the past. It's gone. It's over. There's nothing you can do about it. And not fearing the future. All of that, as it turns out, is irrelevant to what is happening now in the present. Bring yourself to the magic of the moment as you continue doing these exercises for the rest of the week. Another revelation that you will discover is, yes, it is very difficult to do these exercises, brushing your teeth, combing your hair, and eating with the non-dominant hand in the beginning. But guess what? It gets easier and you get better at it if you will continue doing just these exercises, not just for the rest of the week, but next week and the weeks to follow. You see, it is possible to be able to get sustained relief from the symptoms of Parkinson's by giving yourself some compassion, by being patient to what is happening in the moment, and being totally and completely present to the moment that you experience second to second. May you have fun and enjoy this exercise, and may you embroil and invite others to do just what you are doing, for it is truly revealing and instructive, and it will transform your attitudes toward yourself and toward the possibility of recovering fully and completely. Many blessings. Robert Rogers, Parkinson's Recovery.